Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The day after Wall Street's big spike, we'll talk with Brent Schuette.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The market took a breather one day after a monster rally for Wall Street. The gains have been attributed to several factors, one of them being the optimistic tone of President Donald Trump's speech Tuesday evening to Congress. Are more gains ahead for stocks? Joining us is Brent Schuette, Chief Investment Strategist at Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management. Brent, it seems like one reason for the rally that might not have gotten as much coverage as other factors is rising hopes for global economic expansion. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. If you look over the past few months, indeed, global economic growth has improved by many measures quite a bit. One example I like to give is that if you look at the PMIs, which are purchasing managers' indices around the globe, if you look back over the past 5 or 6 years, there has always been one region of the globe that has been in contraction, and so below 50 on these measures. Over the past 6-7 months, if you look, there are none. And so the emerging markets are now expanding, the Eurozone's expanding, Japan's expanding, and the U.S. is expanding. So we have a synchronized global growth bout occurring right now, and that's helping to push stocks higher.
Why is the global economy expanding at this point?
Well, I mean, I think a lot has to do with, if you look back to 2014, indeed, the U.S. was expanding pretty fast, actually. It hasn't always been pessimistic like many people imagine. And then we had a supply-driven oil shock. And that took down the manufacturing sector of the U.S. and the world economy for the past couple of years. As oil has recovered over the past few months, it has taken manufacturing back up. And so now you have not just a consumer-led recovery in the U.S. and around the globe, you actually have manufacturing joining it. And so that is helping to push things higher. Pretty much. I mean, we have two cylinders instead of one firing right now.
Brent, the S&P 500 index has risen about 12% since the election. Can the market continue to rise from here?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the reason why the S&P 500 has risen is because people came into that election very pessimistic. And so I may have mentioned this before on the show, but the American Association of Individual Investors go out and they survey people on a Thursday and they ask them if they're bullish, bearish, or neutral. And if you looked last year, there were four times in which the people responding to the bullish sentiment were less than 20%. There were only 27 going back to 1987 before that. And so kind of even put that in further perspective, you only had two during the Great Recession of 2008. And so as the world didn't end and as those recession fears didn't occur and global growth pushed higher indeed, people had to reposition from bonds back into stocks, and that has really pushed stocks up by the 12%. Going forward, valuations in the U.S. are not cheap. They are becoming more expensive. Valuation doesn't matter so much in a one-year time period, but it does in a 5-to-10-year time period. And so we do believe that as the economy continues to push higher, stocks will move with it. But as you kind of set your expectations longer term, you know, set them for 4-7% gains, not the 10-12% plus that we've had over the past few years.
So in the meantime, are we in a sweet spot where the market can rise on solid fundamentals, you know, strong earnings, solid economy, and basically ignore possible gridlock in Washington over whether President Trump can get his agenda passed?
We think so. I mean, if you look around right now, I mean, we have rising inflation, but certainly it's not causing the Fed to actually go out and tighten very quickly. They're still going very gradual. You have rising economic growth. The consumer, for example, if you look at the fundamentals, is in great shape. And they're becoming more and more confident. And importantly, the University of Michigan asked a question about why you believe it's a good time to buy. And they're expecting rising prices. And so there's no more deflationary mindset there. And we think that accelerates consumer purchases. The banks are in incredibly good shape. Corporations are now becoming more confident. And so we're kind of in this sweet spot, as you mentioned, where we have still somewhat low inflation. We have rising economic growth. And we have a Fed who is still being pretty dovish, even though they're been shifting more towards actually tightening, but certainly they're not talking about going too fast. And so you're kind of in this period of time right now where stocks can continue to drift higher. Now, certainly there are still risks out there, such as the French election, but right now it appears we're in a sweet spot.
I'm speaking with Brent Schuette of Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Brent, are you expecting an interest rate hike by the Fed at this month's policy meeting? And do you think the FOMC will stick to its forecast of 3 rate hikes this year?
Yes. I guess in general, this is a Fed that has pushed that they are incredibly data dependent, and they've proven that in the past. And so right now, my bias would be that they do go in March, largely because the market has priced it in. And, you know, as you think about what the Fed has done in the past, over prior years, the Fed would argue they are reactionary. They only tighten when the market believes they should. Now, that some of that changed pretty much over the past few years as the Fed tried to guide the market into believing they wouldn't tighten, and they tried to lead the market. Right now, Fed futures indicate that the market participants expect the Fed to tighten, and all else being equal, if the data come in as expected over the next week or so, I would expect they will follow through and actually do it in March. You know, there's this discussion that the Fed has never been right over the past few years and the market has been more right. I think a lot of that has to do with the supply-driven oil shock that in many ways didn't necessarily reflect the underlying fundamentals of the U.S. economy, which were getting better. And so I think the Fed's been wrong because they didn't predict that Saudi Arabia would do what they did to try to push out U.S. shale production. And so I do think, I guess in a long way, that the Fed will be right this year. There is a high propensity that they will actually raise rates 3 times. And so I would place our kind of, you know, positioning towards the fact that the Fed will raise 3 times this year.
Brent Schutte, Chief Investment Strategist at Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.